Scientists in Tanzania are conducting research in rural communities to see if malaria can be prevented by using insecticide-treated bedsheets. Pioneering work in Africa has already shown that insecticide-treated bed nets can make a big difference, saving many children's lives. So the hope is that the sheets could add still more protection from mosquito bites. In a hamlet near the town of Muheza, I asked Dr. Matthew Kirby, firstly, why they decided to use insecticide-treated bedsheets.
Originally, they were designed for use in emergency situations, so such as refugee camps, use for the army, for people who are very mobile, maybe people who are walking with their cattle, so they don't really have a permanent dwelling. That work has shown them to be very successful in those situations. Those are situations really where you can't use a bed net. You have very temporary housing or maybe no housing at all. But actually, recently, there's been this move to see these as having a wider application. And that's the reason we're testing them in a permanent community setting in Africa, because we think they can be used in conjunction with bed nets. Some people don't actually like using bed nets, so they're an alternative treatment in that respect. People can also use them outside, and people who sleep outside, obviously, it's much easier to protect with a sheet than a bed net.
And so what have you been doing? How have you been looking at that here in Tanzania?
So what we have in this study, it's a two-arm randomised controlled trial. So what we have is two groups of clusters, essentially. We have 24 clusters which are made up of villages or hamlets, and 12 of those we have given treated sheets, and in the other 12 we have untreated sheets. And what we want to do really is to look at the long-term protective effects of these sheets during the peak of malaria transmission, to see whether this is actually reducing exposure for malaria by the people who are sleeping under these sheets, and also to see whether the sheets are repelling mosquitoes from inside people's houses.
And what have you seen so far then?
We're at a fairly early stage. We rolled out these sheets in March and April of this year. So we're now 3 months post-intervention period, as it were, and we're monitoring now. The positive things we've seen is that most people are actually using these sheets on a day-to-day basis, or night by night as it is. The sheets seem to be extremely durable. We've seen no holes. Really, a sheet that's 3 months old looks almost as good as a sheet that's brand new. So that is very promising. One of the important things is the longevity of the insecticide on the sheet. So we are monitoring that. And right now, actually, in the last couple of weeks and today, we're doing some clinical prevalence surveys. So we're looking for malaria in the children who've been using these sheets and obviously children who have control sheets. And we want to compare the two.
And how easy is it to implement this in these communities? Right now we're in a tiny hamlet, so how easy is it to get the communities on side?
I think we've done a lot of community sensitisation, and I think that's obviously very important for any project that's coming in from the outside. So originally we set up some community-led meetings where we went hamlet by hamlet and explained what we wanted to do. We described the intervention tool that we're using, these sheets. We described how to use them. And we really had a long question and answer session where any concerns that they had were raised and were answered by us, hopefully in a satisfactory manner. And obviously contacting the chairman in each of these areas is very important, to use him to actually dispense information, to persuade people, to inform people where they haven't understood. And after that, we then went house by house, and actually, because we're required ethically to have a written informed consent from every participant. So if people were nervous of speaking in a community meeting, they also had the opportunity to talk to us one-on-one when we went round and did that consent.
How do you hope this is going to pan out then further down the line? It is still at an early stage, but what are your hopes?
Well, the hopes are that this product is going to be protective for at least the period of malaria transmission, which in this area, the peak is May, June maybe. And I think the minimum degree of protection that's required is 3 months. That is really just talking from a scientific point of view. From a commercial perspective, or for really seeing these used on the scales that bed nets are being used, that protection needs to be increased to at least 6 months, probably at least a year. We're now seeing, of course, that we have effective bed nets that are long-lasting insecticide-treated nets that can last for 3 to 5 years. And so ultimately, this product has to have insecticide that is wash-resistant, that can last. I don't think it would ever be able to compete with a bed net over that time scale, because bed nets are not washed as frequently as bed sheets are. but if the insecticide could remain effective and protective for 6 months to a year, then I think this product is viable.
And what about further afield than this area of Tanzania? What would your message be for the rest of the world regarding your work with bedsheets?
The focus we have is very much on protecting against Anopheles gambiae mosquitoes, which is the primary vector for malaria in the world. And sub-Saharan Africa has the most malaria in the world because it has Anopheles gambiae. So for other parts of the world, it's really a question of comparing the risk factors that they have in terms of malaria transmission, or indeed for other diseases. If they're being transmitted by insects that enter people's houses when they're sleeping, then these sheets can be protective against those bugs as well. It's also then, of course, a matter of observing the behaviours, the practices of people in other areas, because they might be different. People might go to bed at different times. They might be less keen to use a bed sheet at night. They might prefer sleeping outdoors or indoors. And all these factors need to be taken into consideration when promoting this sheet for use in disease control.
Dr. Matt Kirby from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking to me near Muheza, Tanzania. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.